We've got the questions.
Too many questions.
Too many questions.
Questions.
You've got the answers.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
Call us now at 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. Four questions with Darren and Donick starts right now.
Questions and answers.
It's four questions time here on this Friday afternoon. Darren McFarland, Willie Donick here with you. Covered a lot of ground today. I want to cover some ground with you. Exercise of just having a little fun with this. Participation aren't hard-hitting questions. Don't have to think too hard about it. Something that should spark a little passion from you. In fact, let's start right out of the gates.
Number one.
We had this discussion earlier. Patriots beat the Eagles last night, a Super Bowl matchup in a preseason game. Preseason game number two. New England wins, but it came at a cost. They lose their rookie offensive lineman, their first-round pick out of Georgia, Isaiah Wynn, torn Achilles, lost for the season. So we said, we were talking about the future of the Patriots. Belichick and Brady aren't getting any younger. What is their future like? Do they still have Super Bowl victories left in them? Can they still get to a Super Bowl? So the question is, the Patriots or the field in the AFC? Do you believe, in other words, they're getting back to the Super Bowl, which is in Atlanta this year? Will New England yet again represent the AFC, or do you take the field?
I said this earlier. It's been a gut feeling of mine all summer that there's going to be a drop-off. So I'm comfortable predicting. And I got you on board with this. You were a little reluctant. I've been feeling this way for a while. That I will take the field. I feel like this is the year that there's going to be enough of a drop-off. The problem is, and Julian kind of challenged me on this earlier, is like, who is it? Who would be? There's not an obvious juggernaut that's going to come in and looks on paper right now like they're a real powerhouse. It's kind of wide open, but I just feel like somebody will jump in there.
Yeah, that's the thing. And I'm concerned about the Patriots wide receivers because Edelman's out for his four games. Gronk, his health is always in question. Then Chris Hogan's what, the number two option? And then who are you throwing the ball to?
Eric Decker.
Yeah, Eric Decker is even going to make the team.
That's like, a good question.
That's the thing. So I don't know.
How much did he play last night? Did he play much
He
more?
Had no receptions last night.
Yeah. He hardly played in the first game, right?
Yeah, because he just got there. But, yeah, I don't know. I'm concerned about that. But then again, Tom Brady has made a lot of random guys look really good. So as long as he's with the Patriots, I'm going to stick with them to win the AFC because that feels like you'd have to put your chips on Pittsburgh. And the way that locker room deals with, the fact that Le'Veon Bell's not showing up yet, who knows what the situation's going to play out with him and how he's going to mesh to the locker room. And Antonio Brown's had a few injuries along with Bell. And big Ben Roethlisberger, remember, he looked terrible against Jacksonville last year. And the Jags still have Blake Bortles as their quarterback, who I don't think is good enough to get into a Super Bowl. So I'm going to go with New England.
That is tough because I said I'm going to stick with the Patriots will never win another Super Bowl with Belichick as the coach and Brady is the quarterback. I said that last year going into the Super Bowl. I'm going to stick by that, but we took it a step further. It's one thing not to win a Super Bowl. It's another thing we're not asking you not get to the Super Bowl again. I reluctantly said the field, but I'm going to stick by it, even though that is the part that's tough because I think the NFC has a lot more – it's a lot healthier. How about that? You've got the Eagles you know are going to be good. Usually somebody else in the East – rises up, you know, whether it's the Cowboys or somebody rises up and is good. You've got that crazy division. We've had the Bucks here in town, Panthers, Saints, Bucks, Falcons. Man, there's some good teams in there, really good teams, and you never know how that division is going to shake out. You've got the resurgence of the Rams. Can they follow up another really good year? What does Garoppolo look with the 49ers? Does he stay red hot? I mean, he's never lost as a starter. Are they going to be really, really good? They got Richard Sherman now. Who else am I leaving out that's really, really good in the end? I mean, there's some
Green
really
Bay,
good. Green
Minnesota.
Bay's got Aaron Rodgers back.
Yep.
Minnesota. That's a sexy pick to come out of the NFC. Yeah,
Detroit has a running game of Matt Stafford.
The NFC, to me, has got a lot more viable options than the AFC. I mean, Pittsburgh's always good, but they always have their troubles at the end, getting past New England. I don't know. I'm still going to stick by it. I'm going to go the field.
Number two.
We want to know, as I'm going to have my first fantasy draft this weekend, heading up to Bowling Green, Kentucky tomorrow, looking forward to a little PPR draft, a room with 156 teams all drafting together, Willie. That is old school right there. 13 leagues all in the same room up in Bowling Green, Kentucky. So let's have a little fantasy angle. How about let's have a fantasy stud who's really a dud? Let me give you an example on the baseball front. Basically, the teases of it, it's usually injury related, usually. Like, I throw out a couple pitchers at you. Danny Salazar of the Indians is a stud, but he's really a dud because he's never healthy. I think you could throw Strasburg in there too. Like, he's a stud, but he's really kind of a dud because he's going to disappoint you with so many games that he misses. James Paxton in Seattle is a guy who's really, really good, but he's always on the shelf.
The pitching theme.
Yeah.
Mark Melanson is one I've been burned on two straight years now. Signed a huge deal to be the clear-cut closer for the Giants in both years, short-circuited by injury.
So let me give you a football example. Let me give you my answer. But we're going to ask people, what is your fantasy stud? When he plays, he's really good. But, man, he's always hurt. Or maybe you just think he's overrated. I don't know. Maybe you think people just talk about him too much. He's really not that good. My answers.
Wait, but you're saying, okay, but we're not limiting ourselves to somebody who you just, you're talking about the queasy feeling of drafting a guy.
Like, for example.
Of, I'm not sure.
When you watch Jordan Reed, like we had the Bengals preview, he could fall in this category too. I'll give you a couple of tight ends. Like Tyler Eifert and Jordan Reed, okay, one of the Bengals, one of the Redskins. They're really good when they play. They are. They're really good when they play. Man, they look the part. The problem is they're always hurt, and it's so tempting to take them, especially if you're in a league that requires a tight end, right? It's so tempting. If you don't get Gronk, if you don't get Ertz, if you don't get the top of the top, Travis Kelce, the cream of the crop tight ends, you may get to the point where you're faced with the decision or dilemma of, I still need my starting tight end. Boy, Jordan Reed looks, he's really good. The problem is Jordan Reed always plays about half of the season. Tyler Eifert may be even worse. But when he's out there, he's really good. So I'm kind of looking for something like that. People know that they're really good, but in the end, when you really get down to it, they're a dud. They're not a stud. What would your answer be?
My philosophy is if I know a guy's got an injury history, like Gronk, I think you have to just basically say, I'm going to play him for the 8 or 10 games. It's a lot of people had this dilemma when they decided where to pick Ezekiel Elliott, right? They know he was going to miss 6 games, but how much is he worth to have him for the 10 weeks? If you know he's going to be a stud for those weeks, then as long as you got a plan B, you're all right. The ones that drive you crazy to me are the guys that they might be there, and you keep putting them in your lineup, but you're not getting what you want. Would you say Amari Cooper was probably in that category?
I'll tell you a guy, if you're going to go wide receiver, the guy I would throw in that category is freaking Sammy Watkins.
Drive you crazy.
Yes. Just drive you crazy. He's a high, high draft pick that looks the part, but really, when has it all come together? It hasn't. He's bounced around from team to team to team. Sammy Watkins is a big fantasy tease.
He's a big tease in general.
Yeah.
Being a, what was he like, how high did he go? Like fourth?
Top 10 pick.
Yeah, he was in Buffalo, then goes the Rams, now he's getting paid in Kansas City. I mean, what has Sammy Watkins done to earn the money he's?
Nothing.
So here would be mine. LeSean McCoy this year would be.
So you're down on McCoy this year.
Oh, I think there's a lot of things that could go wrong. Number one, he's like when in the heyday, he was the first pick overall in the league, right? He's not the same player he was, but he's still a guy that if everything goes right, he could be pretty good, but there's a lot that could go wrong. Number one, he could get hurt. And number two, it's the Bills. A lot of question marks. You could conceivably put him in for 4 or 5 straight weeks and not get what you need to get. Because he's still a number one running back or a great number two running back.
I've had LeSean McCoy.
But he's
McCoy.
A guy that can disappoint you.
And I've had LeSean McCoy a lot recently. He's always been pretty productive.
Well, 2 years ago, he was off the charts, but last year he was not.
Well, yeah, PPR, he's always productive.
But his stock has risen and fallen a lot over the years. It just depends on, like, if you pick him after one of his best years, you're like, hey, I got... Oh, you get disappointed.
Just don't do
but
that.
But maybe you grab him when his stock is low and you got a lot of production about him. This year is one of those years. He's coming off a pretty good year. So he's going to get picked pretty high. Big chance of disappointment.
So who would be your answer, Julian?
Gronk seems like the answer.
I think he fits in that category.
Yeah, when he's in, he's gonna do it. Yeah, he's going to do it for
that's
you.
That's the thing. Because when he's in, he's one of the best players out there in fantasy terms. And then when he's out, which is a lot, you're kind of like, okay, well, what do I do? Because when you have a tight end who's a pass-catching tight end, and he can have the production like Gronk has and can be the number one target for Brady – I mean, that's a huge thing to have on your team.
It's just hard for me to call him a dud, but you're right. I mean,
dud might be a little extreme, but I mean, if you only play like 6 games,
yeah, I know.
It's kind of hard not to be considered that.
And you have to take him high. I mean, you can't just say, well, I'll get him in the 8th round. Like, no, that's not going to happen.
He won't be there. He'll be there early.
You have to take him early, and it's a risk. It drives you crazy. All right, we'll come back with questions 3 and 4, and we'll answer them next on 102.5 The Game. Answering the 4 questions with you. By the way, ESPN 94.9 Game 2, it's official English radio home of the Nashville Soccer Club. Listen tomorrow as Nashville SC, they're going to hit the road about 2.5 hours up the road. Louisville City FC pregame begins at 6:15, kickoff at 6:30. Only heard on ESPN 94.9 Game 2, powered by your Middle Tennessee Toyota dealers. And great clips.
Number three.
Willie, would you rather have a house with a pool? And however you want your setup to be in the back. It could have a hot tub, a pool, it could have a diving board, it could have a slide, it could have waterfalls, whatever you want. Set up in your backyard, okay? Would you rather have a house with that? Would you rather have a house on the lake? Or a house at the beach? In other words, a lake house or a beach house. What would be your preference?
Well, you gave me 3 choices, didn't you?
3 choices.
So I can construct my backyard any way I want.
Can we get
any
a mountain house up in here?
A what?
We get a mountain house up in here or no?
No, it's a water thing. It's got a water thing.
What if I just want a real nice yard with a basketball court or something like that?
So you would not? I think your family would tell you, no, we're getting the pool. They would tell you they want a pool, hot tub, pool. Come on.
I am not a pool guy.
What?
I don't want to take care of a pool too much.
Well, you can hire people to do that. There are companies that
it's a lot of stuff.
Okay. Would you want to have a house on the lake?
No.
No?
No.
What about a house on the beach?
Nope. I'm a city guy. I like being in the city.
What a dud question.
So I would no.
You
so
have
I,
no answer?
All right, I'll
no,
answer
my,
it for you.
My answer is I would like to construct my backyard the way I want to construct it. That's what I would
this
choose among the three.
Totally total violation.
Well, you didn't say anything about water. You said I can have my backyard any way I want to do it.
You would not take a pool? Or
probably not. I mean, if I was super rich or whatever and I had a pool guy, I guess it would be that. I would take that over the beach or the lake.
So you would... If you had to choose, you take the pool.
Yes.
Okay.
You didn't tell me I had to choose a
what
pool.
What about Erin? She would take the beach house.
I think so, yeah. It would be a northern beach house.
I think,
New
honestly,
England beach house.
It would be, I think what you find with this question is the husband and the wife probably have different answers. That's what I think. If you went out and just polled a bunch of couples, my guess is you probably get different answers.
There's only one answer that matters.
Wow. Fair point.
Wow.
I'm not married, and I even know that.
I'm going pool all day. Give me the pool. Give me the hot tub. Give me the whole setup in the backyard. I'm taking that all day. Not even a question.
Mountain lake house.
So you go
to mountain lake house.
So yeah. You keep wanting to work in the mountains. That's fine.
Yeah. I don't.
But it's got to be a lake house.
Yeah. It's a lake house in the mountains.
Okay.
Nothing wrong with that.
I'm not a fan of the beach. Mountain guy.
Me either. I mean, I do it, but I just, it's last on my list. It's the sand thing. The sand drives me crazy.
I'd go beach before I go lake.
Oh, I would go lake before beach.
Yeah,
for sure.
Lake, you're not even hanging out in the sand at all. Like, you're on the water, like in the boat, hanging out.
You could do all kinds of, you got the jet ski, you can do whatever. Lake house for sure is too. Hmm.
And the beach is always crowded. There's too many people. Got kids pooping in the sand. It's disgusting.
I've never seen that ever happen in my life. I've been to
clearly you've never been to Myrtle Beach.
I've not been to Myrtle Beach.
Dirty Myrtle.
Oh my. Okay.
Number four
is you go to a nice steakhouse. How do you want your steak cooked?
That's it?
Yep. Because I'm going to tell you where I'm going with this. Because this is going to make a lot of people mad. Okay? And I get it. But I get angry that people get mad at this answer. Okay? I want mine done medium well. You know why? Because I don't want blood. I don't. I got talked into medium. You'll remember this. The Super Bowl was in Glendale, Arizona. It was the Patriots and the Giants in, what, 07? Is that right? 07?
The undefeated Patriots season? In the regular season?
I think that was the year I was out there. Yeah, I think that's right.
Sounds right.
And we went out to a steakhouse, and I basically got bullied into a medium. I got bullied into a medium steak, and I got deathly sick. You remember?
Oh, yeah.
I thought I was going to die in Arizona. Thought I was going to die.
You weren't alone.
No. No, it spread throughout the group.
Yes.
Because we all went medium, and we all got sick. And it has scarred me for life. I knew I shouldn't have been bullied into a medium. I did.
Why
I
were you
sick.
Bullied into a medium? Well, because, it's just what was the issue?
Steak snobs.
Steak snobs,
yeah,
just
you,
hate
you
for
do
doing
this
that.
Medium. Oh, you got to do medium. What? The steak snobs. They absolutely despise anyone going over medium.
Going over medium?
Yeah, you can't go over. Like, how dare you? I don't want blood.
Like, if you're not a medium rare person, you're a terrible person.
Right.
Basically, that's the way their mindset
is.
And like, I've always, like you, and I know the snake stop, they're going to hate me too, but I don't really eat steak that much. But when I do, I've always gotten like medium well.
And
like, a little bit of pink's fine.
Like, a little bit. I'm okay with just a hint.
Cook it.
Yeah, I don't want red. I don't want blood, man.
Like, please cook my meat, man.
I got deathly sick. You remember that trip where you were here,
I
but
wasn't
I got
on it.
Deathly sick and the group got sick, and it scarred me for life. And I was so mad that I caved because I didn't want to do medium. But, you know, I went with the group, peer pressure, and we all got medium, and we all got sick.
I get medium every time, pretty much. And this could be crazy. I don't eat steak very often now. If I had to choose between medium well or medium rare, I might go medium rare.
Okay, I'm sure you've done this on the Preds trips. You guys go out to steak. I mean, how do you order?
Medium.
And you don't get any – how about Hal and Chris and Pete? How do they do? Is there any steak snobs?
I don't
– Does anybody go medium well?
I don't think so. I have not taken note. There hasn't been any controversy. There's no episode like that.
Like, you know, you've been around those people, right? The ones that, like, how dare – like, you cannot – like, that is...
Braden Gall's one of those people.
Oh, there's no question.
Are we surprised?
Yeah, Braden again. Food snob. Music snob. Yeah, how dare you? But I don't care. I don't care who gets mad over it. I think it's silly that people get mad. I'm not having blood. I do not enjoy a bloody steak.
Okay.
Or blood or red. I want it cooked.
Yeah, and apparently.
I don't want it charred. I didn't say I wanted it charred. I don't want blood.
And from my understanding is they give you like a worse cut of a steak when you ask for like medium.
Probably
well,
so.
Which is like, what, fine. That's fair.
So that's fine.
If you want to give people who don't want their steak cut the best cut meat, then go ahead. Do it. But like, it's not going to hurt my feelings.
I've heard that too, right.
And I'm never going to know. I don't really care.
Yeah, it doesn't change my answer. You're right. I've heard that, and that doesn't change me to go, okay, fine. All right, we'll come back.
Hal Gill has weighed in medium rare.
Yeah. And
I'm not surprised.
So if I could not say medium and I had to lean one way or the other, I would lean rare. I'm with Hal.
Like, I'm surprised by your answer. Hal, I'm not. He's a caveman, so I'm surprised
no,
he even has
a foodie.
Him cook it.
Hal is an underrated
I
foodie.
Know. We've heard all of his.
Yeah.
Remember, we had Steve Hutchison on. We know about Hal and the grill. The oven, the grill, the pizzas. Well, no, stay away. Hal's got it. No way, medium rare. No way. I'm not doing free dinner for medium rare. No chance. And by the way, why did he have to add it with something we can't say on the radio at the end? I don't even understand that. You're better than that, Hal. You are.
Hal forgets it's radio sometimes.
We'll come back. Answer the four questions. Also hear from Jarrell Casey before we get out. So I fired my own response back to Hal Gill during the break. And I can read, or I can say what I wrote. I said, well, then call in, jerk.
If you feel so strongly about it.
Yeah, give us your whole, you know, we know you're the big cook. You love to man the grill, especially by the pool. My guess is his answer would be pool, right? I think.
We have some other people weighing in on Twitter here. First time listening since moving to Florida. Only way to eat a steak is medium rare.
Yeah. Like I said, I know it's out there.
So you're saying the food snobs, the food connoisseurs are going to lean more towards rare than well done?
Oh, yeah. No question.
See, I don't pay that much attention to these things.
Mike on Twitter says, we raise black Angus cattle. Eat it however you like. I choose medium rare. But that's someone who raises black Angus cattle.
Up until I was probably 20 years old, I didn't even know what that meant, the black Angus. I was like, ooh, black Angus. Well, what does that mean? Oh, great, you have black Angus. Oh, whatever. And now, remember, just up a few years ago, all of a sudden, all these burger places were like, ooh, we got the black Angus burger. And that was like, if you weren't saying you have a black Angus burger, then boy, you weren't serving up burgers the right way.
ZG on Twitter says, this is a fact. It's got pictures of, you know, steaks that are cut. It says rare, medium rare, wait, what are you doing?
And then
bleeping ruined.
Yep.
It's not ruined. I don't have a problem with it. Rare, medium rare, wait. So medium is wait? Like it's already, like they're already saying, oh man, this is getting into dangerous area, medium. Then what are you doing?
Yeah, you're in the are you doing?
Yeah, and then, I get it if you char it. I mean, well done. Ruined. I can't say what it was before. Nate wants to weigh in. Nate, what's up?
Hey, guys. I mean, I was really just wanting to answer the four questions.
All right, here we go. Patriots or the field? What do you got?
Just for the AFC.
Just because they're the Patriots. I mean, I hate to say it because I am definitely not a Tom Brady fan, but yeah, I have to say the Patriots.
Well, it makes sense to say that, yeah.
Because they haven't, you know, they haven't proved me wrong any other time, really. I mean,
I get it. It's been one heck of a run. Okay, a fantasy stud who's really a dud.
I'd have to go for the low-hanging fruit. Kevin Dodd.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's ever called him a fantasy
stud. Wait, since when are you drafted defensive lineman in your fantasy league?
There are some of those sickos out there that have defensive fantasy leagues, too.
You're right. I did do one year, and I was like, I'm not doing this again.
I don't think, unless we're talking about a college football fantasy draft a couple years ago, like 3 years ago, yeah. I don't think anybody's deemed Kevin Dodd a stud. I don't think.
You know.
I got you. He's definitely in the dud category. All right, would you rather have a house with a pool, a house on the lake, or a beach house?
First off, I have to say, Willie, yours does not count because Darren said it has to involve water.
It does, yeah.
He made that up on the fly, though. His original thing was not that.
Nate, the easy answer would have been, I'll take the pool with a basketball court. You can do both. It's okay.
Well, I'm going to take the lake house with the pool because, you know, go out in the early morning, go fishing, then come in when it gets brutally hot, go to the pool, chill for a bit with a cold one, and then in the late evening, go back out and fish.
Well, you got greedy with that answer, but I like it. All right, and finally, how do you want your steak cooked?
Medium well is the only way you can cook it if you don't want to almost die.
Yeah, that's kind of the way I feel. Nate, have a great weekend. Thanks as always.
Thanks, you too.
We have a message from Hal Gill that we can read. I don't have the time for people, because I said, well, then call in, jerk. I don't have the time for people that overlook their meat. That animal gave everything he had. Show some respect. Exclamation point. He is funny. All right, last thing before we get to Jarrell Casey. I want to real quickly give you the odds of some of these really attractive games in week one. I'm not going to give you the odds. I want you to guess real quick. Auburn, Washington, huge game. Who's the favorite?
And the game is being played at?
I don't. They're all neutral.
It's in Atlanta.
Yeah,
they're all an hour and a half away from Auburn.
See, that's a little. That's not neutral.
I know.
Auburn
by 2.5. West Virginia and UT in Charlotte. What's the line?
West Virginia.
West Virginia by what?
9.
10.
Wow.
West Virginia by 10 over the Vols. Michigan and Notre Dame, another huge tilt. Who's the favorite?
And that is being played?
Notre Dame.
Is that in South Bend?
South Bend.
Okay. Oh, it's at – okay, so – well, you got to tell me where it is. You can't act like that's not significant.
I don't have all that stuff
Irish
in front of me.
1.5.
I would say Notre Dame by 3.5.
I was going to say, wow, I can't believe you said that low. Michigan by 1.5.
Mm.
That surprises me. Miami, Florida. Remember Wes said Miami, Florida is going to beat LSU. Miami, Florida is the 2.5-point favorite. Florida State, 6.5 over Virginia Tech. Alabama by 25.5 over Louisville. 25.5.
Why do we even play the games?
Why are you surprised at that, though?
Just 25.5. That, by the way, is in Orlando. That's in your backyard. Boy,
that's neutral.
That's a nice neutral site game. And finally, Texas Tech, -2 over Ole Miss. That's an interesting matchup. All right.
What's the over-under of that game? That's the one I want to know.
Oh, 80?
Yeah, easily.
We'll come back. You'll hear from Jarrell Casey, Titans and Bucks tomorrow night at Nissan Stadium. Good conversation with him. You'll hear that next on 102.5 The Game.